That's it. They're off. They're off in the Christmas COVID handicap hurdle. And first to show is Omicron Lad. Omicron Lad being closely followed by the Booster. The Booster. Omicron Lad in a bit of an early race here with each other. The Booster and Omicron Lad. Antigen test trying to get in there. Antigen test. Omicron Lad. The Booster. Track and Trace trying to get a look in, but he looks to be struggling early doors, I'm afraid. Track and Trace. Antigen test on the outside. Here comes HEPA filters. HEPA filters being followed by the Booster. Omicron Lad. Omicron Lad, the Booster. Omicron Lad not giving an inch to the Booster. HEPA filters. Here comes New Year's Eve. Absolutely cruising on the outside. Everybody talking about this one. New Year's Eve looking confident and assured. The Booster. Omicron Lad. HEPA filters. Track and Trace is knackered. He's gone. New Year's Eve is coming fast. Sudden spike. Sudden spike appears out of nowhere. Sudden spike, the big danger. New Year's Eve, the Booster plugging away gamely with Omicron Lad. New Year's Eve, sudden spike. Here comes Leave Them Kids Alone. Leave Them Kids Alone. Sudden spike, New Year's Eve, and a late challenge from It's Only a Cold. It's Only a Cold. Sudden spike, Leave Them Kids Alone. The Booster, fourth dose. Nobody saw this one coming. Fourth dose out of nowhere. It's Only a Cold. Fourth dose. It's Only a Cold. Leave Them Kids Alone. Fourth dose. It's Only a Cold. Oh, no idea how they're going to sort this one out, to be honest with you. They all crossed the line together. New Year's Eve just crossing the line now. Absolutely spent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM.
Right, let's go over now to our courts correspondent, Frank Greeny. Good evening, Frank.
Hi, Matt.
This is a particularly gruesome case.
That's right, Matt. Listeners who are particularly sensitive might want to turn off their radio now.
No, there's no need for that, Frank. Tell us about the defendant there, yeah?
Yes, Matt. Well, the defendant is a male Caucasian, 44 years of age, originally from Dublin, named as one Ronan Keating.
What is he accused of, Frank?
Mr. Keating was accused of hijacking, torturing and murdering up to 12 songs in an orgy of musical violence over the last few weeks.
Disgusting. Where were the songs from, Frank?
The songs were from all over Ireland, Matt. Mm. Many of the songs were respected local songs, well-liked in their communities. Many were loved and adored by the people who knew them before Keating savagely and brutally murdered them.
How were the songs murdered, Frank?
Mr. Keating, it is said, took the 12 songs into a studio. He then brandished a microphone and, using a recording device and only his voice, systematically left the songs for dead. Most of the songs were killed instantly. Some of the songs struggled in vain before succumbing, finally, to Keating's repeated monstrous attacks.
The targets were different ages, I
That's
believe.
Right, Matt. Yeah. One victim, known only as Guiding Light, was still relatively young at the time of the murder.
One victim was unidentified, I believe.
That's right. The streets, unfortunately, have no name.
Right.
We understand that this song fought bravely right till the end to save itself, but was eventually left disfigured and basically unrecognisable, Matt, except for a few lyrics.
Tell us about the elderly victim.
Yes, this is a particularly sad episode, Matt.
Yeah.
And listeners really right now are advised that they would be better turning...
No, Frank, get on with it, will you? Just forget about the listeners.
Well, yes, the victim was named affectionately as the Parting Glass. Described only as an old and frail and defenceless victim who has never hurt anybody in its life and brought joy into people's lives.
Another song was tortured, I believe, Frank. Is that right?
Yes, Matt. This song was savaged, torn to pieces and thrown on a piece of vinyl and left to die.
Where was it left, Frank?
On Raglan Road.
Were there any accomplices to this horrific crime?
Matt, it is thought that Keating acted alone in this attack, but has been connected with a gang in the past responsible for a number of similar atrocities going back over 25 years.
Really?
Indeed, a long list of criminal records.
We understand some of the affected spoke.
That's right, Matt. A close friend of one of the victims, known only as The Voyage, and Mr. Christy Moore did release a victim impact statement some time ago.
I'm devastated. I will be appealing the verdict. Sometime, somehow, I hope to see my son again. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
So I take it that the defendant then got off, Frank?
Yes, Matt. Keating today walked away scot-free. One of his victims, known only as Van the Man, had to be restrained in the courtroom. Another victim, a Mr. Paul Brady from Tyrone, just wept silently when he heard the verdict. Here's Mr. Keating on the steps of the Central Criminal Court.
Fair play. Today, I have been completely eviscerated. I'm an innocent man. Free the Keating 12! Come on!
God, monster.
Ominously, Matt, Keating jauntily walked off down the street, whistling the tune to what some thought was What's Another Year.
Jesus. Thank you, Frank Greeny. Coming up, change of scene, we'll have John Cadell and Dee Reddy talking music.
Hi, Richard. Where is he?
He's inside, Leo.
What's he doing in the penthouse suite of the Merrion Hotel?
It's the budget. I think it's gone to his head.
Okay. Hey, Pascal.
Okay, so I want 6 bottles of Cristal.
6 bottles of Cristal.
Green and purple M&M's.
Green and purple M&M's.
Haribo gummy bears.
Haribo gummy bears.
And a macaque monkey.
Macaque monkey.
Just do it.
Pascal, what's going on?
Leo, babes. What's going on, chicken? Are we going to rock it tonight or what, hun?
What's with the shades and the leather jacket? What's that smell? Pascal, are you smoking weed?
We are just chilling out, Leo. What? I'm going to blow the roof off this budget tonight.
Pascal, hey, you're the Minister for Finance, not Ozzy Osbourne, for God's sake.
Okay, Hot Press want to know if you're doing the new stuff or just the old stuff.
Tell Hot Press to f*** off.
Cool.
Pascal, I need to go over some of the budget details.
Get your people to contact my people, Leo.
Your people?
You've got 2 minutes.
Okay, Pascal,
my mindfulness coach is flying in from San Francisco in half an hour.
What?
And I've really got to warm up, Leo.
Hang on, what's...
Social welfare.
Pascal, this is madness. What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing, Leo? This, the budget, my greatest hits, 1 gig a year. This is Glastonbury for gimps. They're all outside waiting to see what I'll do next with this little book of mine.
Pascal, come away from the window.
Here it is, everybody.
Step away from the window, Pascal. It might fall.
Here it is.
Yes,
Pascal, let's just get over to Leinster House and deliver this budget.
Leinster House? No. I'm doing the 3 Arena, Leo.
3 Arena?
Sandy, is the whirly board ready?
Helicopter waiting.
Helicopter?
Oh, I forgot one thing, Leo. Come here to me, my lovely little phony plasma.
Not the TV. Pascal, put the TV...
Let's rock.
The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has reportedly sustained minor facial injuries after falling from a helicopter on the way to the 3 Arena to deliver his budget 2022.
Woo! Do you hear that, Leo?
Yeah, I hear it, Pascal.
They're hanging on me every word.
Let's just get the budget over with, Pascal.
Give us another blast of that, Sandy. Woo! Zig Sinex, you're only man.
Great.
Let's hug it out, Leo, bro.
Whatever, okay.
Let's do this!
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Where I look for ways where the government can tax you more. Hit your wallet so hard till your wages are on the floor. Taking your cash out of your bags. A tax on your booze and tax on your fags. Don't fight it, I'm coming for you, running at ya. There's a fiver for your pension, here's looking at ya. Here's a carbon tax, I can feel the climate changing. 20 cent extra on briquettes, I am arranging. If you're a farmer or a nurse, whatever you are doing, I will find you, I will tax you, cause it's you I'm screwing. If something's breaking, that's your wallet that you're holding on to now. So tell me, do you wanna know what you'll be left with by tonight? After your pay packet's put to shy, impossible come through, I'm taking over you. This is the greatest show!
And your name, please?
Roy Keane.
And your occupation?
Full-time pundit.
And your chosen subject?
Manchester United Football Club 2021-2022.
Mr. Keane, you have 2 minutes on Manchester United Football Club 2021-2022, starting Now, when was the last time Manchester United won a Premier League title?
9 years ago.
Correct. In that period, how much money have Manchester United spent?
€1 billion.
Correct. In 2022, which record are Manchester United about to achieve?
Their worst Premier League points total in history.
Correct. In November 2021, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was trending on Twitter under which hashtag?
Ole out.
Correct. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was trending again just last week under
Ole in.
Correct. What has Harry Maguire proven to be the best exponent of in this year's Premier League?
Sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Yes, of course. What has Harry Maguire proven to be the best exponent of in this year's Premier League?
Apologies?
Correct. Who is the worst...
Fred.
Correct. How many Premier League games has Bruno Fernandes played this season?
35.
Correct. How many games has Bruno Fernandes thrown his hand into the air after losing possession this season?
35.
Correct. Described as an absolute joke by...
Fred.
Correct. What have Manchester United failed to do successfully in 2022?
Pass.
Correct. In the 4-0 defeat by Brighton and Hove Albion, what did Cristiano Ronaldo do in the 63rd minute?
He started laughing.
Correct. Halfway through his laugh, what did he say?
I've started, so I'll finish.
Correct. And at the end of that round, Mr. Keane, you have scored 13. Or roughly the amount of chances Marcus Rashford needs to score. Thank you.
Neffes, Irish Times, paper of record today. Chief medical officer proposes standing down public health team so Neffes could become just one of these things. It was there for the emergency. So in other words, Tony Holland is kind of saying, listen, lads, it's over. The pandemic is over. It's an endemic now. We are kind of getting on with our lives and living with it. And then the mask thing they're talking about from the 28th, which is 10 days away, the mask thing that, you know, you won't have to use masks when you're going into shops and when you're going into public transport, they're saying as well. I know some people are kind of saying they're delighted about it, and then other people are saying, I'm a little bit afraid about it. I'm not sure whether it's a good idea to do it. And there was somebody from the buses earlier on talking about it, saying that, you know, everybody's getting colds as well, nothing to do with COVID, but just normal colds, and maybe it's an idea just to kind of keep the germs at bay, so to speak. Anyway, Michael Dee, normally a good spokesman for the common man, is on with us today. Michael Dee, Uchter on the Heron for Gift Grub. Michael Dee, what do you think of this news now?
Well, yes, of course, as president, I broadly welcome this wonderful news. Mm. But of course, like a lot of these pronouncements that we've been used to, there is a certain vagueness to it, which can allow for a certain, I don't know, misinterpretation.
Yeah, well, this, I agree with you, and that could be on purpose. But they do say that in most places, it would no longer be mandated, but of course you can if you want to. You know, if you can wear that, you can wear a mask if you want to.
No,
and a lot of people will,
yes,
I would imagine. Yeah.
Yes, not mandated, exactly. Yeah. And I would hope it doesn't create, I don't know, a kind of two-tier society where one group is wearing masks and another group is not, which might create, in my view, and I would hope it doesn't, a kind of a tribal tension.
Oh, very well put there, tribal tension. How do you mean exactly a tribal tension?
Well, let's suppose, for example, I get on a Lewis in Dublin.
Right.
And I'm wearing a mask. And I'm suddenly confronted by someone with a mask.
So you've got the mask on.
Coming up to... Yes, I've got the mask, and somebody comes up to me and goes, "Here, bud, you saying we're bleeding infected, eh?" No, I'm not saying you're bleeding infected. So why are you wearing your bleeding mask for, bud? You starting, are you?
I'm not starting
anything.
Michael D. Michael D., I'm surprised at you. You know, I mean, you know, you can't be just targeting Dublin. Like, this is such a...
I'm not targeting Dublin.
It's a cliche now at this stage. You know what?
No, I'm not targeting Dublin. It could happen anywhere. I might be in the English market in Cork, for example.
Right, okay.
And I might be wearing my mask and some fella comes up to me and goes, "Yes, Shem, you see, no, some sort of leper there, are you? Do you have a bill hanging around me, Nick? Do you have a bill hanging around me, Nick, you linger?" No, of course you don't have a bell hanging around
me. Listen, they're going to be on to me from Cork now as well. Will you stop going?
I'm not targeting Cork. I am not targeting. Okay. It could be on the Greenway in Waterford. What are you talking about, boy? You calling me an anti-vaxxer? Are you calling me an anti-vaxxer?
Now Waterford's going to be on.
Shut your hole, boy. No, I'm not calling you an anti-vaxxer. Shut your hole, boy. I could be in Virginia in County Cavan.
Right, okay.
Yeah. We don't wear masks in Cavan anymore, eh, Scoba? I'll do them all for you if you want.
No. Okay, listen, you're grand. I take your point. I take your point.
You
thank
don't
you
say anything without thank offending somebody anymore.
I'm Ross Kemp.
I've been in some of the most hostile drug trafficking regimes in the world.
Shut down, give it. Shut down, give it.
I'm there, mate.
Boys, we're in a minute. Up here.
This week, I'm in ERA, where I have been alerted about a government crackdown on a sinister substance known only in ERA as turf. For years, turf has been freely available to get in ERA and on sale all over the country. But now, the minister, along with the authorities and the Gardaí Síochána, are cracking down. I went to a small provincial ERA town looking to score some turf.
All right, mate.
Oh, how are you? How's it going?
Nowhere I could get some turf.
Of course. Ireland is full of it, sure.
Full of it?
Yeah. Pete.
Pete.
Pete in the bog. That's where you'll get turf.
Huh. Cheers, mate.
Good luck. I went looking for the mysterious Pete in the bog, but after 3 hours waiting in the toilets, there was no sign of him. He was obviously out in the streets. Dealing. I decided to go to the source, where the contraband is grown in ERA. I ended up at a huge field in a place called Laos.
I'm here in Laos. I'm meeting those two old guys over there with shovels. They look dodgy.
Oh, here, Ross.
Oh, here, Ross. Oh,
yeah. All right.
Welcome to Leash. I'm Brendan. Brendan is clearly the Pablo Escobar of the turf cartels in Laos. So, turf is found all over Ireland.
ERA is crawling with it.
We just foot it, stack it, bag it, and then transport it. Then the cartel show me bags of brown turf ready for distribution. I ask them an obvious question.
So, Brendan, how do you use it?
Well, you burn it, Ross. It's lovely in the pub, you know, gathered round, bit of crack.
Turf mixed with crack. A deadly cocktail. ERA is on a highway to hell. I decided I'd speak to a user. Mrs. Sheila McGinty. She's 84, but she's been using turf for years. When I met her, she was cooking up.
Sure, people of my age, we need it.
The older generation are hooked.
It makes you feel all nice and warm.
Right.
But it runs out, and quickly, you need more, like.
Clearly an addict.
A lot of you older people,
right. They'd
be selling it on to each other.
I ask her an obvious question. Sheila, what about the Gardaí Síochána?
The who?
And the minister, cracking down on the sale of the stuff.
Yeah, don't mind about him. He's only a f***ing idiot.
Right.
Head in the clouds. We'd be selling it on to each other anyway. We'd be lost without Pete.
And there's that name again. But it looks like I'm destined to never meet with this Pete. It's time to get out of ERA before I get caught up in the turf war.
When Ed Sheeran lookalike in Manchester has been forced to wear a disguise to avoid hysterical fans from crying and crashing their bikes, etc. into walls. Extraordinary story. And as it turns out, it's happening in Ireland as well. The calls are coming on my screen. People who look startlingly like other people. Finbar in Glanmire.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Who do you look like, Finbar?
Joe, I'm the spirit of Dermot Bannon.
Dermot Bannon.
That's right, Joe.
And what's that like, Finbar?
It's terrible, Joe. It's terrible. No offence against Dermot Bannon, no nothing, but not a minute in the day I've been barracked and harangued by people. And
what do they do?
People ask me to take a look at their house. Look at their extensions. Yesterday I counted 38 people asked me what colour to the spare room.
And what did you say?
Terracotta.
Terracotta.
It's like a nightmare, so I'm trapped inside Dermot Bannon's body. It's a nightmare.
And have you learned to live with this nightmare?
I have, Joe. It's getting better all the time. It's getting better, but there's still
room to improve, I know.
Thanks,
Finbar. This is extraordinary. I'm looking at a picture here, sending on email, of Michael D. Higgins, our president. But it's not Michael D. Higgins. It's actually a lookalike of Michael D. Higgins. His name is Anto Bork from Donabate. Anto.
Here he is, Joe.
You are the absolute spit of Michael D. Higgins.
I know. Oh, yeah.
The little bald bit, the longest wispy hair at the back, and you're in a lorry.
Yeah, walking the road haulage game, Joe. Yeah, so.
And what's it like being Michael D. Higgins' doppelganger, Nando?
Joe, my life has been a non-stop party for the last 10 years.
Go on.
I haven't put my hand in my pocket, Joe, for about 7 years. Just 10 minutes ago there, pulled up in the Barack Obama Plaza
Barack
there.
Obama Plaza.
Round of applause in the bleeding forecourt. Went in, got a chicken fillet roll, chicken fillet, a Kit Kat, and 2 cans of Red Bull. No charge, Mr. President. Out the door.
Come on.
Priority boarding up in Ryanair to Santa Ponsa.
Santa Ponsa.
Standing ovation in the cabin.
In the cabin.
You know, no ticket. Walked into the All-Ireland final there a few weeks ago.
No ticket.
Heard it like the Red Sea, Joe. The last 2 weeks, the amount of elbow bumps, people coming up to me and saying, well done for sticking it to the DUP.
Go on, go on. Danny's on the line.
All right, Joe. I was fine.
And again, again, you are the spit of Ronan. Ronan Keaton, I'm talking about, of course. Not Ronan Collins. Ronan Collins, one of the world's greatest drummers and one of the world's greatest presenters who works here. Well, Ronan Keaton, you are the spit of. And what's that like, Danny?
Non-stop abuse, Joe.
Abuse, go on.
Yeah, people sidling up to you, you know, just bumping into you and going, Sherry. Sherry this and Sherry that, you know. I work in Tato Park there. If we hear one more person going, how are you all? Life is a roller coaster. You know, Jesus, the abuse as well, boy. It's just.
It's only words, though, Danny. What?
And even worse, Joe, the fella I work with, Noel.
No.
He's the image of Keith Duffy, so he is. So, you know, they're always asking him, you know.
Sing a song?
No, to change their tyres, Joe.
Oh, go on, go on, go on. Go on, but this is extraordinary. I might as well be looking at him straight in the face. George Clooney. George Clooney. His name is Ulton. And he has the bronze skin. The silver fox hair, the beautiful suit, the brown doe-eyed eyes, and the alluring smile. Alton, the women must be queuing up for you.
Well, it's more complicated than that, Joe.
I see what you mean. But when you're up in Casablanca, what happens?
Well, they'd be queuing up all right, Joe.
Come on.
I'm fucking teasing there for a while. And then as soon as I open my mouth...
They're gone, are they?
Puff of smoke.
Okay, and have you tried?
Tried everything, you. Tried saying nothing.
Come on.
Tried George Clooney quotes and all from Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11? Give us an old Ocean's 11 quote from George Clooney.
Well, girl, there's a 95-pound Chinese man with $160 million behind that door.
And what happened then?
Cleared the room.
Cleared the room. Go on.
Doggy.
Excuse me, coming through. Good day to you, if it isn't the hoi polloi. The rank and file.
What?
Third estate.
Huh?
The great unwashed.
What are you talking about?
The multitudes. Populous en masse, the predominantly non-landlord class. Idest, the baying throng.
We are the throng.
You know what this is,
Pat? Of course, from the distinctive bouquet emanating from your personage, that would be commonly referred to as weed.
Yeah.
Or dope.
What?
Hash.
What?
Grass. Doobie, Spliffaroony, Bamba Lacha, Jazz Cigarette, Sin Spinach, Wacky Backy.
How the hell did you know that, Pa?
During my early days as a long-haired, mustachioed Lothario in the 70s, I frequented many a party around the bedsits of Rathmines.
Are you serious?
And was known as a competent axe-wielder par excellence.
Axe-wielder.
I played guitar and was known affectionately as the Robert Plant of Kenilworth Square. And in passing, would not have been unacquainted, shall we say, with the odd toke of the Righteous Bush.
The Righteous Bush?
The Devil's Lettuce.
Oi, wanna go with that?
Yeah, Pat.
Sure. Pass the Dutchie Scober.
There you go.
Hubering it down.
Boom! Shakalaka!
Yeah.
Go on, Pat!
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great A. Great A Gange. I must say.
Go on, Pat.
Stop banana! Mustafa!
Not Mustafa.
Right, where are we now?
We're in Sandy Mount, Pat. There's the pool bag chimneys.
Yeah. Look at those bad boys.
Yeah.
They're like two...
What?
They're like two giant spliffs.
Come on, Pat.
Pool bag.
That's the one.
Pool bag.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to beg of a pool?
What?
By the way, are they north or south of the reefer? Yeah. Sorry, did I say reefer?
Yeah.
I meant, of course, river.
Yeah, river.
River.
Yeah.
River.
Yeah.
River. River Phoenix.
Ooh.
Great actor. Very sad. Unlike Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix?
No. No, not Joaquin Phoenix.
What?
Whacking back in.
You okay, Pat?
Whacking back in. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Where's News Talk?
You missed it in Pierce Street.
Oh, they must have moved the dial.
What?
I'm hungry.
Right.
I could murder a packet of rancheros.
Well, next stop, Kilbarrick. There. Kilbarrick, there's a news agent near the station.
Kilbarrick. Kilbarrogue.
Kilbarrick. Now, why would anybody want to do that?
What?
Very uncivilized. I've never been here before. I feel like Neil Armstrong. Give me another blast of that, Fred.
There you go.
One small step for Pat. One giant leap for Kilbarrogue.
Seriously, get it away.
Friend,
what?
I'm looking for rancheros.
We don't know.
Alien spacers.
Leave me alone.
Monster munch.
Go away.
Wheelies.
F*** off, you junkie.
Lunatic.